From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Breaking news aboard Air Force One, President Trump escalating his feud with the city of San Francisco over its homeless crisis. Now he's threatening to issue an environmental violation. But tonight, city leaders are firing back. Good evening, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bassett. Nightbeat's Joe Vasquez is in San Francisco with President Trump's unusual threat against the city. Joe?
Yeah, Ken, the president said he's going to sic the Environmental Protection Agency against San Francisco, a concept one supervisor described as nonsense. The president wrapped up his California tour today, taking a shot at San Francisco.
If you look at San Francisco, it's a total disaster. What's happening? Are they going to ruin those cities? And we're going to get involved very soon on a federal basis if they don't clean up their act.
Then tonight, as he was leaving, he made some more remarks on Air Force One regarding San Francisco's homeless crisis. According to the Pool Reporter, the president claimed, quote, pollution was flowing into the ocean because of waste in storm sewers, citing specifically used needles. The quote from the president, we're going to be giving San Francisco, they're in total violation, we're going to be giving them a notice very soon. EPA is going to be putting out a notice. They're in serious violation.
Sounds completely ridiculous to me. I don't know why we believe a word that comes out of his mouth at this point.
San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney says the president is taking a political shot at the city to whip up his base of supporters. As for the city's water system, according to the San Francisco Public Utility Commission website, most of the grates you see on street corners are actually catch basins. What's collected there goes to a treatment plant, not the ocean. The only places where some storm drains do go directly to the ocean with minimal treatment are on the outskirts of the city, such as Ocean Beach, Lake Merced, and Mission Bay.
There's no EPA violations. This is somebody who doesn't even believe in environmental protection. And so this just sounds like nonsense. It's unfortunate that the President of the United States is coming to San Francisco, choosing to attack our city with lies rather than actually trying to assist us with more funding for affordable housing.
About an hour ago, Mayor London Breed, the San Francisco mayor, issued her own statement. Quote, in San Francisco, we are focused on advancing solutions to meet the challenges on our streets, not throwing off ridiculous assertions as we board an airplane to leave the state. If the president wants to talk about homelessness, we are committed to working with our state and federal partners on actual solutions. Reporting live on the Nightbeat, I'm Joe Vasquez.
Well, before making that announcement, President Trump spent his afternoon touring the controversial new border wall down in Otay Mesa, the $140 million replacement wall, it's not a new one, is an imposing steel structure stretching 60 miles. He claims that wall cannot be climbed, ever, and is designed to absorb heat. The president said it's so hot you can even fry an egg on it. He likes it so much he even signed his name on it with a Sharpie. Although his administration hasn't expanded the wall, as I mentioned, the president vowed he will build 500 miles by next year.
Tonight, the stakes are high in the fight to regulate the auto industry. President Trump officially announcing today he will squash California's ability to set its own tougher air quality standards. Governor Newsom says not so fast. The state has a waiver through the Clean Air Act to set its own emissions standards. He says it will keep it. Attorney General Javier Becerra is also planning a suit to fight back. The governor also believes the decree isn't really about automakers.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers. It's not about the health. It's not about our economy.
Tonight, Berkeley has launched a pilot program to keep 40 million disposable cups out of its landfills every year. Nightbeat's Kristen Ayers says the next time you get coffee to go, it might come in a stainless steel cup.
Here's how it works. You use your phone to check out one of these cups like a library book, and when you're done, you return it in one of these kiosks. Cafe Strada is one of a dozen coffee shops in Berkeley that launched the program today. On a counter not far from the paper coffee cups, a stack of stainless steel reusable cups that you can scan on your phone, take with you, and keep for 5 days. They're made by Vessel, a Boulder, Colorado company working to fight throwaway culture.
If you go look at the trash cans on the street, the majority of what you'll probably see are disposable cups.
Cups that can't be recycled because of a layer of plastic inside of them. Vessel founder Dagny Tucker says these to-go cups can solve that problem.
People can tangibly take part in this movement to create a better, more sustainable, more beautiful future.
It's not saying compostable or recyclable, it's saying no, reusable.
Martin Bork, executive director of the Ecology Center, says it's part of a larger shift in Berkeley. Come January, the city will require businesses to offer compostable foodware, and customers will have to pay 25 cents for disposable cups. Cal student Emily Hall checked out a vessel cup from another cafe today.
I thought it was really cool. I thought it was a nice way to like save and not use so many like cups.
But perhaps out of habit, she still went plastic today. Word about the program could take time to spread, but Bork says once it does,
maybe we can spread it further out into the business districts and eventually looking towards a citywide program that would be at every restaurant and cafe throughout the city and maybe the region.
This is all just the beginning. By next summer, Berkeley restaurants will have to stop offering disposable foodware to customers dining in. In Berkeley, Kristen Ayers on the Night Beat.
PG&E has capped a leaking gas line in San Jose after residents in 16 homes on Zachary Lane were forced to evacuate about 2 hours ago. Crews used a backhoe to find and isolate the leak next to this palm tree. San Jose Fire says that a permanent fix is in the works, but residents will soon be allowed to return home.
But tonight we have learned that a pedestrian struck by a Redwood City police officer is in critical condition. A nearby surveillance camera caught it all when a man jaywalking across El Camino Real was struck by a patrol car that careened out of control while responding to an emergency call. El Camino Real had to be closed for hours as the investigators picked apart the scene. Tonight, the victim is out of surgery and in the intensive care unit. The officer has been treated and released, and a police dog who was along for the ride is also doing fine.
New tonight, Burberry jackets, Louis Vuitton bags, police confiscating $20,000 worth of stolen stuff when they arrested a couple of fraud suspects. Police responded to a report of fraud in progress at the Nordstrom at Broadway Plaza in Walnut Creek today. Ada Opazo and Juan Espinoza were arrested. Walnut Creek police say they were also involved in an organized crime ring. Meantime, in Santa Rosa, some thieves pulled off a $30,000 heist at Lululemon. Police say four women entered the shop at Montgomery Village with bags and took off with large amounts of clothing. This theft comes nearly a year after four women stole more than $19,000 of workout clothes at the same store. So far, no word if those cases are connected.
Take a live look at SFO tonight and some good news for travelers. Officials say that the repaving on runway 28 left will be finished a week ahead of schedule. It's now nearly finished. In fact, the whole project is expected to wrap up by tomorrow night. Until then, passengers should still expect some delays. Also tonight, an East Bay high school is trying a new approach to crack down on teen vaping.
Yeah, Night Beat's Andrea Borba is at Northgate High in Walnut Creek, where some vaping teens and their parents are going to have to report to vape school.
Could you think of any worse way to spend a Saturday than in detention, learning about the dangers of vaping with your parent? It's the reality for some students here at Northgate High School when they get caught vaping on campus.
Forget smoking in the bathroom. Students, a new wave of nicotine addicts, are vaping and often in plain sight.
They will be very bold with their use.
On the front line of the epidemic, teachers.
We don't have the ability to tell necessarily if it's THC or if it's nicotine based. Either way, we're looking at something that's dangerous.
Students we spoke with claim to be vape free.
I wouldn't have to worry about it. Vaping's horrible, honestly.
Personally, I don't, but I know a lot of people that do.
Northgate High Principal Dr. Michael McAllister knows there are plenty of students who do vape at school and didn't want to have to suspend all of them. So he started Saturday Vape School, kind of like the Breakfast Club, but with a parent in attendance, too.
I wake up early, but I wouldn't want it for that reason.
Yeah.
If I have a tea time, that's okay, but I'd rather not do that.
I would not like that. That sounds boring and annoying.
The kids and their parents are each taught about the dangers of vaping, 4 hours on Saturday for the first offense, 8 hours for the second. McAllister says it's often a wake-up call.
We are dealing with a situation here that I think has snuck under the radar for most parents.
The program has been in place for about 2 years here at Northgate High School, and about 90 students and their parents have gone through it. While we were on campus today, at least one other student got caught vaping, which means school's in session on Saturday. On the Night Beat at Northgate High School in Walnut Creek, I'm Andrea Borba.
Coming up, it's not your typical campaign stop. A presidential candidate's heartfelt discussions with inmates at one of the most notorious prisons in the world.
Really important when I talk about criminal justice reform to listen to those who understand this issue far better than I do, far better than almost anyone else in this country.
Plus, Bay Area City considers naming a street after former President Obama, but the mayor there says there's just one problem.
Tonight, the military confirms they have footage of unidentified aerial phenomena. Why one expert says not so fast.
No UFOs, as far as I can tell. No clouds over San Francisco either. Rain's gone, clouds are gone. What does that mean for your weekend? Your updated 7-day forecast is next.